from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster that's here to just barely, not even barely entertain you. You say, Sleep With Me podcast, that's not even barely entertainment. So I don't know how I could put that in a song, but I don't need to because it should be, well, it's not self-explanatory. That's why I need to explain that it's barely not entertainment. Because once upon a time, they said that's entertainment. And then someone might say that's barely entertainment. I'd say, well, that's barely, it's not even barely entertainment. Sleep With Me podcast. I'm not even here to barely entertain you. But that's not also an innuendo. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt and socks. I got socks on, so my feet are warm. What does this have to do with anything? Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can explain it, but you're in the right place because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow, remember, these are the sponsors that enable us to be here for you free twice a week. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is where I kind of talk about support for the show. You've probably been hearing me, but here's the thing. I'm only trying to get this message out to 1 out of 100 people. Like, if you're that 1 out of 100 people, you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. You get a lot out of the show. You listen to it on a regular basis. It makes your life better. That's 100 people, right? 100 regular listeners. I need one of you. Are you that one person who's willing to support the show right now? Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or set an alarm or a reminder right now to do it tomorrow. I don't know. Are you that? Think about it, if you're that one person or not. And then if you are, I'm going to pause for a second and give you a second to do one of those three things. Because if you're that one person who's going to take action, you have the power to change the trajectory of the show, like the future of Sleep With Me in 2025 for you and 99 other people. It's kind of like you're getting insurance for your sleep and your, you know, peace of mind at bedtime. You're supporting your boyfriend, but you're also supporting it for the other 99 people. So you might support the show for that if you're that one person. You might be that one person who wants more. You want all intro episodes. You want all night episodes. You want cool bonus episodes. You want ad-free episodes. But I hope you're that one person out of 99. If there's 99 people that are like, no way, not interested, somebody else will do it, that's fine. I just need one person. So are you that one person who's willing to support the show? If you are, right now or tomorrow, send a reminder and go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to support the show, don't worry about it. I'm on it. Your boyfriend is working on it. And we're here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And thank you so much for counting on us to do that for you on a regular basis. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10- to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. To put it simply, Odoo is built to save. Odoo saves time, Odoo saves money, but most importantly, Odoo saves businesses. That's right, Odoo's superhero software rescues companies from the perils of disconnected platforms. And Odoo's utility belt of user-friendly applications puts the power of total business management in the palm of your hand. Learn more at odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, saving the world one business at a time. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That is really how we're able to be here for you twice a week. Please, if you support a sponsor, also let them know. If you can tag them on social media, I will thank you personally. If you want, I'll send you a thank you video. Just fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, and I can try to mention you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone too. But please, it makes a huge difference in us retaining and keeping sponsors so we can keep making the show for free wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find all our sponsors and fill out that form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. I want to thank Camille, who supported Helix, got a brand new Helix mattress topper. Let Helix know about it. Let me know about it. Thank you, Camille. Could not do it without listeners like you. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you're like Camille, make sure to let me know. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra resources, there's resources you can connect with right now, including internationally, right in our show notes. So please use those links. It's also about being a part of positive change, being a part of communities, and with our actions saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying, hey, let's be a part of communities. So there's links to resources where you can learn more, you could take action in our show notes. And one of the community organizations I'm involved with this year is the Midnight Mission. You've heard me talk about them. And the Midnight Mission has a twofold mission: to offer a bridge to self-sufficiency for people experiencing homelessness through recovery services, counseling, education, training, workforce development, and continued care services, and to make available the necessities of life to people experiencing homelessness: food, shelter, clothing, personal hygiene needs, and medical care. And for me personally, and for Sleep With Me listeners and our community around the show, number two is something we're going to be involved in. You're going to be hearing me a lot talk about it a lot, is making hygiene kits that we can donate to the Midnight Mission and that you could donate wherever you are in the world. And I'm going to be doing a lot of fun live streams. I'm going to be listening to old shows live, like giving a live reaction. You'll get to participate, talk to me for free. And all you need to do is sign up for our newsletter, where we're going to be building hygiene kits, supporting the Midnight Mission, supporting people experiencing homelessness. And you could do that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. And join me. It's the small steps we take to be a part of positive change that actually cause real change and empower you and empower the people you're helping. Just small things. Sign up for this free newsletter and then join me putting together these hygiene kits. That's it. That's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Mr. Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the mystery bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. You can support Dear Scooter on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. And don't forget to sign up. Join me. I'm going to be doing live streams on the regular. You want to watch me? You want to chat with me for free? This is normally something only patrons get access to. So if you want to join me, if you want to have some fun with Scoots and help other people, sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. Be a rebel with a cause. sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether that's thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about, right? Feelings, anything you're feeling physically or feelings that are coming up emotionally for you. It could be changes in time or temperature or routine or just a thing. You say, well, I don't know what's going on. It could be trips to the WC. It could be like, I don't know, whatever's keeping me awake. There's a lot of different things keeping people awake out there. And whatever it is, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of it while you fall asleep. But I'm also here, and in some sense, I'm here on behalf of every listener of the show to say, hey, you're not alone there in the deep dark night. That's one of the more important aspects of the show. I don't always like to point out so obviously, but every once in a while, it's important for me to stop and say, hey, we're here. I'm not the only one here. There's a lot of other people listening right now. And, it's different because it's a weird digital thing. But you're not alone out there. Whatever's keeping you awake, there's probably someone else listening that can at least relate to it very strongly, whatever's keeping you awake. And I hope that helps in knowing that there's other people right now listening along that have compassion and empathy for whatever's keeping you up. And that's why I make the show. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm do in between going off on tangents like that is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. That means my voice is not perfect, not traditionally soothing. Just like this show is not barely entertaining, it's not traditionally soothing either. His voice is a creaky dulcet. Describe creaky dulcet to me and not traditionally soothing. You'd say, okay, so it's a bit like a creaky dock. You'd say, okay, that's, but it could be soothing. Yes, it could be soothing for sure. What other creaky things could you, I said, what are you having a creak off now? But yeah, what other, like a creaky tree, that's not traditionally soothing, but you say it could be soothing. Oh boy, that creaking tree in the wind. My favorite tree, old creaky. Other things, creaky, those are two things, that creaky door. You know, you say, oh, I'm over at my sweet, sweet Nana's house, to have a, you know, butterscotch candy and a sugarless lemonade. And also do a bunch of chores for five pennies. Oh boy, I can hear her door creaking. I can also hear Nana creaking because she knows Scooter's trying to give her underhanded compliments. So he won't be getting any, but, and I say, oh darn, no butterscotch candy for me. Oh boy. I mean, I will regret it because as soon as you can't get something, you say, oh, well, Nan, I'm sick. Nope, sorry. You lost your butterscotch candy rights and your penny rights. And I said, actually, the irony, Nana, if I could point it out, is that I actually make my own sugar-free lemonade. So, you know, you got me. So I do have to really apologize because I do enjoy myself, but like a sugar alternative, sweetened lemonade, but not sweetened with sugar. Sweetened with your look, Nana, that look, the syrupy sweetness of your imaginary look, looking at me and saying, whatever you say, you love me despite all of my humanity, not in spite of it, because of all my humanity. My lemonade is sweetened by that, maybe, at least in my imagination. So that was a pointless meander and a superfluous tangent around creaky dulcet tones. So I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff. If you're new, I'm so glad you're here, and I really do hope I can help you fall asleep. Let me give you some information that might help as you get settled in there, because obviously you may be confused. If you're new to the show and someone told you about it or you read about it, you might be skeptical or doubtful, or, you know, even stronger feelings than that. Totally understandable, because this show is very different. Why wouldn't you be, right? You say, what is this going on? So yeah, give it a few tries. I'm really glad you're here. A few things to know. One, the most important thing for you to know, I kind of alluded to it earlier, you're important and your sleep is important. You do deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime. You don't have to anticipate with dread. You deserve a bedtime you can look forward to, or at least feel neutral about. And you deserve to get the rest you need, because your life will be more manageable. It'll be better. And that is very important to me, because I really believe, I don't believe it. I know it makes the world a better place to be in. If your life's more manageable, if you're flourishing, the world we all live in is better. That's one thing. The other thing is I can relate to it. Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting, you know, believe me, I deal with all that stuff. I got a Nana, you know, I'm in trouble with a Nana I don't even have. You see, Scoots, what's the matter? Oh, Nana's mad at me. Oh, are you going to send her flowers? Oh, I don't have a real Nana. I have multiple imaginary Nanas. They're traditionally called maladjustments. But, you know, Nana doesn't like me refer to her that way. So she's not happy with me. I was making jokes about her butterscotch candy and then I was trying to point out to her that I make sugar-free lemonade. I think I wasn't comfortable admitting that. This is another apology to her. You know, imaginary Nana, I was embarrassed that I guess I'm a little bit embarrassed I drink lemonade that doesn't have sugar in it. And though it's really enjoyable, so I'm sorry that I'd highly recommend tasting it. Not as sweet as you, Nana, but pretty darn good. If you're skeptical or doubtful, why would you just if you just heard what I just said, why wouldn't you be, right? So let me give you some information. Oh, I already said that stuff. I get confused too on this podcast. You deserve a good night's sleep because I've been there. I know how it feels, and I know you deserve a good night's sleep. So if I can provide that, even a bedtime, you say, well, Scoots is just barely not entertaining, so at least I have him to listen to. Then I've accomplished my life goals. And along with that, this is a podcast you just barely listen to, so you kind of just say, huh, okay. Like, you don't really pay attention to it. So sometimes people get a little bit irritated because they're waiting for it to get started or to go somewhere. But this podcast kind of putters around. It doesn't really, it's going nowhere slow, or it's not going anywhere, always going neverwhere, or whatever the saying is. So... this is a podcast you don't really listen to, kind of like sand or looking at cloud, holding sand or looking at clouds, or, you know, background noise or TV on in the other, you know, in another room, or, you know, when you're on vacation and your parents are watching TV, if you're a kid, you know, that's kind of how you listen to the show. You just kind of barely listen. Just like a late night phone call to a friend, you say, hey, I'm having trouble falling asleep. I need somebody to not talk to and who doesn't need to be listened to, but will talk. I say, job done, I'm here. So that's this podcast you barely listen to also does not put you to sleep. I think I kind of set that up. I'm here to keep you company, to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar boar, your neighbor, your boar bud, your boar bra, your boar bestie. I'm here to be your friend in the deep dark night and to keep you company while you drift off. I'm here so you can barely listen to me. And the thing is, whether you're listening or if you can't sleep, you're going through something or you're dealing with something and you just can't sleep, or you're dealing with something during the day and you need a break, I'm here. I'm here to keep you company first and foremost. I'm here to keep you company in a way where you don't have to listen to me, but you could. And maybe that's what works about this show. So those are the first couple things. The other thing that's really important for new people to hear about is the structure of the show. The structure of the show is designed in a very specific way, but then you can use it in different ways as you become a regular listener. So the show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So hopefully you feel welcome and seen, and you say, okay, show's welcoming me in. It's kind of seeing me, and then it's saying, oh, it's a little bit silly. Then there's support. There's support for the show, because the goal of the podcast is that it comes out twice a week for free on all platforms, and that there's a pretty widespread back catalog. So you have access to hundreds of episodes if you need them. And the sponsors and the patrons enable us to do that. Then there's support for the listeners and support for the community around the show. So that's that kind of first part of the show. Then there's the intro, which we're in now. The intro runs somewhere between 12 and 20 minutes long. It is not part of the support. The intro is a show within a show. Now, 2% of people skip the intro. A few thousand people listen to story-only episodes. But the reason the intro goes on and on and on is to give you a transition from being awake to being asleep, to give you a wind down. Whether you're getting ready for bed, you're in bed getting comfortable, or you're doing something else, the intro is here to ease you into bedtime. Because all the research I've seen and everything that's worked for me personally, having some wind down time works most of the time for me. So that's why the intro goes on and on and on for 15 to 20 minutes or so. Is you say, oh, okay, I can get ready for bed and listen to Scoots, or I could do some drawing, or I could lay on the floor with my legs on the bed. That's what I've been doing lately. Foam rolling. Maybe make paper airplanes. Don't throw them at anybody. Anything that you find relaxing and is part of your wind down routine. You know, sipping some cocoa or whatever. So that's the intro. It is a show within a show. And it's also kind of supposed to introduce the podcast, but it goes on and on and on for a little while. So that's the intro. Then there's business between the intro and this bedtime story, just because that's where that's what enables us to have it again free twice a week. And then it'll be our bedtime story. Tonight it'll be a bedtime story recap of an episode of The Great British Bake Off. And you say, well, that sounds too exciting to me. I say, wait till you hear it. But you'll be surprised. It won't be. The episode may have been exciting, but my recap will not be. So that's that part. And then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Oh, one more thing is I forgot to say, most people don't, this show doesn't work for them on the first try. So give it a few tries and see how it goes. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of people have told me that. They said, hey, it didn't work for me the first time. But I gave it two or three tries and then I realized, oh, it doesn't make any sense. That's why. Now, if you already know the show doesn't work for you, there's also, I have a list of other sleep podcasts and sleep audio at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. So check that out. But I'm really glad you're here, like I said, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do this for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Everybody, Scoots here, and this is episode 8, Forgotten Bakes. Holy cow. Collection 5, Forgotten Bakes. And, you know, this last week was not an easy saying goodbye to Yan. And we'll go through my notes here and then go to the tape. Starts off with Noel and Sue. He says, I totally nailed it, baking. But he forgot to bake in the oven, which is kind of the pun. And then he says, I forgot the bath was running, which reminds me of that bathtub story I've told a few times on the podcast. And then we go into the kind of teaser, don't leak, technical tart, talking heads, final five, quarterfinals, harder, consistent, three good bakes. Foghorn, that can't be right. Fog, is there anything with two G's in here? Classic Creations, that's our first alliteration. Oh, Forgotten Classic Creations. That has two G's, Forgotten, maybe. Prue and Paul, double question mark. Farm work versus tin miners. I know it was tin miners. I don't know if it was farm workers. Clanger. It's a weird name. Suet, is a bird suet the same thing? Suet replaces butter and lard. Try not to overwork it. Mediterranean medley, everything, West Coast medley. Is there something but medley, right? Melody, medley and melody are two different words. That's not in my notes. That's just my brain was popping in here. What sort of pastry, Peru says. Sandy and Kate and not soil my hands. Liam, short, flaky pastry, but robust. Pizza topping. take a set on Paul's face. Oh, pizza topping, like takeout. And he uses on dip. Oh, Paul's face on dipping sauces. And even Prue's like, what? But Noel does say, yeah, they dip in. There's dipping sauces with pizza. I mean, in high school, my friend Kurt, he was the first person I know that dipped. He would dip his slice in blue cheese. Wet filling, stress, good luck, wallist, willist, like, I like that. They use that, that's a word we don't get use of, and wallist, Scooter's trying to pronounce the word, the show moves on. Willist, wallist, Sophie, or Sophia, Char-Su, confident, yeah, taking every week as it comes, though. Kate Burrito Beacon, Burrito Beacon Banana Apple. Bean Burrito, I think. Clanger with banana and apple as a dessert. So Clanger is like a pastry, a bit like a roll. Brilliant idea, like from my understanding. I haven't done any research, but just from what I picked up the episode. A bit like a little bit longer. I'm trying to use not that different than a burrito, but it's a baked pastry, bigger than an empanada, and a different shape than an empanada or a, what's the thing called, a calzone, but long too. But like 2/3 would be savory for your lunch, and 1/3 would be your desserts. And it was like robust in the sense, the way Paul was talking about it, that you could pull it out of your, you know, when you're eating lunch, you could just eat it like a sandwich. But I didn't realize how important historically desserts were for lunches. And I don't know if this is just in the UK, another place I haven't gone deep on, but, you know, between school lunch desserts and work and class desserts here, this is cool stuff to learn. I mean, have a dessert. Why do people, because they had a dessert. I mean, what better thing to look forward to during your work day? Let's see. Steven sticks to it, rolling up. So he's, the 1/3 sweet, 2/3 savory. Oh, don't look back in Clanger from Oasis. Gasp. Even somebody gasped when Noel made that joke. All the gear, no idea. Rolling up slashes to differentiate sweet and savory. Half an hour left. Not going to leak. Don't leak. People are very concerned about the leakage. 15 minutes. Stacy afraid to look. Everyone else at their ovens watching. Big music. 8 minutes on the clock. Stacy has a leak. Liam, dipping sauce is in. Steven, 214 degrees. Kate, no baking. Lots of leakage. 1 more minute. Out they come. Not pretty, frowns. Liam, OMG. Hot syrup, how bake? Lavash, make versus make. Hot syrup, how bake? Lava versus make. Kate drops a clanger on the floor. End of challenge. Actual disaster or absolute disaster. Kate, the judging comes. Looks a bit of a mess. Witch Earl pastry tough. Not cooked. Needs more sesame time. Rice, oh, all you get. Sweet like a proper good. Oh, so her sweet thing was really good, though. It was like a rice pudding, I think. Liam, uniformity, great color, looks good. Paul, fake feed Sandy, which she doesn't like, of course. So good on flavor. So delicate, delicious. Flavor's good, balance. So remember that. This is Liam did very well. Sophie, lovely color, love the pig, robust, the pig, she did pig decorations, for the savory side. A little thick, soy flavor, not much else. Bit dry, bit of a shame. Steven, not robust to carry. His was a little bit different shaped too, but Paul said he couldn't hold it like a sandwich. Very good. Moist, tender, flavor proper, pudding delicious, just curing shape. Stacy, Blueprint Enterprise. That's not what that says. Stacy, Bloomering Explains. Pastry, Nico, nice and flaky, lovely. A blueberry explosion, that's what that says. Nice and crisp, a good texture. She gets a Hollywood handshake from it. Even though she was worried about her leakage, she nailed it. And we got some talking heads about clangers. Pink mouse. I said, what does that mean? Like somebody says, the only thing I think of a clanger is a pink mouse. Rain and thunder. Lots of rain outside. Next up, they're supposed to make a classic terrain or something. All about Purvis. Rum Nikki. Oh, all about precision, maybe Paul says. Classic take. I don't know. They're supposed to make something called a Rum Nikki. Short crust beige rum butter. It's a bake. Forgotten bake, obviously. Cumberland bun Nikki. Nah. Don't know what that is. So no one has even heard of this thing. Now, it does sound really good, and the alcohol bakes off, so it's something I was like, I could eat that. Tart fruit. It's a fruit tart, warm mass, rum is king. 55-minute baking spoon. About to make bowl to make, oh, a spoon and bowl to make butter. That's it. So they use dry fruit, standard tarts, 50 milliliters of rum, but no way to measure it. So everybody's guesstimating. Short crust pastry. So you're supposed to use nice light rubbing action. Filling, livid tin plus butter, liquid. I don't know what that says, but butter on the top, the fruit and rum and butter. And then the pie, it's a pie. It's a pie, actually. Oh, lined tin, filling lined tin. To the edges of the tin, it has a lattice pie, though, so the alcohol steams off. Steven doing a pull-apart lattice. Noel tries to talk up Kate's lattice versus Steven's style. Half hour left. The lattice is not easy. Steven has to go back to the drawing board. Egg wash is on lever. Steam is not enough. Wok temple upon. Some real egg wash in oven. Liam and Steven not in oven yet. Whack temple upon. Whack, that's a W, right? Whack temple. T is capitalized. Upon. Liam still not in trains. It's rum butter. Lots of sugar. 1 minute. Lots of butter making. 30 seconds. Messy raw. So Liam, they say major issue. Not cooked. Raw. Bit of a disappointment. Sophia, no gaps in her lattice. Not to the edge of the tin. Something rum flavor. But grainy with the butter. Steven, more like it. Sparse lattice. I can eat it a lot. Or something like Bruce says, I could keep eating this, I guess. Or maybe the butter, I don't know. Stacy, lattice good. Flavors lovely. Looks neat. Kate, sharple back. Colors not bad. Nearly done. Very good. Smooth butter. Perfect butter. So it comes in 5 Liam, 4 Sophie, 3 Stacy, 2 Kate, 1 Steven. And then we have a round of talking heads that we'll cover in a bit. One checking left, bake to text, a table talk. So then we do the table talk with Paul and Prue and everybody. Steven safe, get good. Stacy got a handshake, charger. Prue wants Liam to make it. to Star Baker. Oh, no, she wants Stacy to be a Star Baker. She says this is Stacy's time to shine. Paul wants Liam to make it to the next round. Sophie is in trouble. Who could believe this, they say. It's down to the showstopper. Prue, Magic, Nelf, Morning Bakers, Victorian, Victorian thing, this making this Savoy cake, was rather inedible. Any flavor they can do it must be on Brunel. Oh, be the Brunel of baking. It's got to be on this thing. So they got to make a cake. Oh, we'll get into it. Last bake. This cake is complete unknown. Eggs in a bowl. Sophia has cakes versus stodgy pastry. Oh, Sophia prefers making cakes, or Sophie to making pastry. Prue talks, Paul talks. No rising agent, no fat. So this has got to be exquisite. You really got to be careful with your eggs. I mean, I like this because they built towards it with a few other things this season. Like as far as the procedure, right? This has to be exquisite. Sandy carves history, cake and doilies. So they do a history segment, a coating of hard bakes, sugar to pressure cake, weeks, months, power of eggs, don't rush. Stacy's not holding back. Bright lemon and ginger. Why complicated? I'll tell you why. Good luck. Liam and Sophie, citrus zest, but not everyone, not Steven. Plain cake, make it delicious. Chestnut, rum, cinnamon, apples, add stevia. Add structure. The chestnut's going to add structure. Make some flavor. Kate, pecan, and caramel. Tell us about it. Live but breathing Liverpool. Oh, she's making a building, Liverpool building. So Paul loves that. Liverpool landmark. Oh, the Liver building. It's spelled liver, but I know I forgot to I think it's Liver building, but it's L-I-V-E-R. Liver or Liver. It's not liver though. Liver, that would make sense. Happy, 60 eggs, go big or go home. Wallace, Liam, Watcher, Be Wizardry, Fort Wizardor. So they're getting around the trademarks. I love it. Barber Cancel? No, that can't be right. Turtle, got it out of mold. Trouble, so you have to like put these things in a mold with a sugar shell that would help preserve them. But then you have to get them out of the mold with the sugar shell intact. Yes, but true. Idea is crust of sugar perfectly smooth. Grease it up. Make sure batter gets into every nook and cranny. Introvert, inner cut of fingers crossed. Sophia, crowned in parliament. No, covered in parchments. Yuzu buttercream. Oh boy, that sounds good. Chocolate pool. Height, yeah. Up. Into over. Sure tries. Shoe buns. Steven, leave an hour. Focus on trimmings. Except for cake. Kate, who has four more cakes. Stacy, macaroons. Lisa, Liam. Kay, Cavital. Caramel. Liam's making caramel. Sophie's green. Quite tricky. Do you not have it in a tart? Inherent to this. Cake festing. Hop it comes. Out. Dun, dun, dun. Oboe music. Steven out. Little left behind. Stacy, holage. Sophia out okay. Cake more. Liam really happy. Make the plinth. So that's the thing that supports it. More eggs. Sophie works on her shoe pastry. Stacy panning for gold. Back in oven. Liam, 1.5 hours. Steven, U.S. meters. 45 minutes, that says. Steven, 45 minutes or U.S. meters. Decorations. Liam works on the wands. Stacy, Jenny make cake. Jenny made cake? Double question mark. I think that's what she said. I said, I don't know what that is. Steven, sugar paste roses. Stacy, she breaks the oven door off. Or falls apart on her. Luckily, there's a backup oven. Holds down for a while. She has to hold the door on. Move out. Kate Plint, the stuck. Stacy, regroup. Stacy, another oven. Matches chilled in fridge. Paul and Steven. Liam, shaky hands. Kate, oh no. Killing Coco Bard. Savoy, oh. Baked sponge sugar assembly. Sandy shares shaves Steven. They're a little fake. It's a funny thing. Kate really stressed. Liam done early. Assembly. Liam sugar dissolves. 5 minutes. Don't drop it. Liam place. Don't melt sugar, please. Time is up. Showstopper Savoy cake. End of station. Sophie stop. Outside judgment time. Stacy, wow, 20 elements impressed, nice and shiny. Very Victorian, Stacy. Nice texture, great flavor. Lemon, very good to share. Mall drives, nice. Soggy macaroons, gently, very nice. Two cakes, great. Triptych over algorithms. Liam. Looks haphazard, topsy-turvy, cake dense, overmixed, not even at all disappointing, great idea, not good enough. Sophie, retrade ships on a high, toy management, clever, love design, slice texture, chewy but pleasant, love flavor, not far off, love green apple. Love the whole cake. Steven, elegant group poke blow, but small. Sugar coating looks good. Love the cinnamon and apple. Delicious texture. Good bake. Using chestnut, very pulley. Kate, bit simplistic, bit rough and ready. Build, sugar coating good. Very yellow. Bit dry, overcooked, second mulch, batter, delicious, others too dry. So she had one cake that they were blown away by out of her four. So I guess that was not to spoil it, but I guess that's the difference with that. The whole thing, literally came down to that. Wow, what a week. Stacy, possible star baker, too mush. Steven, his favorite. Trouble, Sophia saved herself, and no one go home. Kate, basic mold, don't out. Liam, collapsed sugar. Go through the checklist again. So this must have been quite the debate and quite the run through the checklist because, 10th bakers, congratulations on Savannah. Noel shakes, star baker. I don't know what any of that says, but the bakers are sitting there. Congratulations. Nola gets to do Star Baker. It's Stacy. Sandy starts crying already because she has the worst job having to do it, especially this week. Well done, everybody. Going home is Liam. And this is just rough. I mean, for me, I would put Liam in the top three for sure. But he says, that's cool. But then there's tears everywhere, all around, of course. Lots of comforting. Noel kisses Liam. Stacy gets to do her talks. Well done. They kind of talk about that. That was her time. No way. Week none. So we'll cover more of it in the dialogue. But this was hard because I really was rooting for Liam. Not to take away from Stacy or Kate. Stacy won the week, so it's I think that also introduced another element, because I would say it was between, at least in my opinion, between Liam, Stacy, and Kate, that over the season, Steven and Sophie have kind of been the strongest, But yeah, so like, I don't know, I'm sure this is a few years ago, so I'm sure Liam's shining wherever he is. But yeah, so I'll run the tape. I'll be back here to run the tape in a second. All right, so we're running through here. The tape is running for, what is it, Forgotten Bakes Week, Forgotten Bake Weeks, and a week I'll never forget. Sandy having tea, Noel with some muffins or some cupcakes or something, Forgotten Bakes. Sometimes it's like I'm working on a psychic level. Oh, bass running. And then we get the preview part, dropping clangers, technical guitar. Go to the intro, we see some sheep, maybe even an otter. Sweatshirts and vests on some contestants, not everyone seems a thing. Everybody says, okay, this is going to be tough. Yeah, everyone's feeling it now. Be consistent, fine bakes, bang out fine bakes, isn't it? That's what Liam says. Okay, classic creations of the past that have been overlooked. Bedfordshire clanger, Cornish pastry, farm worker's lunch as opposed to a tin miner's lunch. Okay, so that was correct. Got to use suet, sweet and savory, assembled by a tiny pastry builder called Neville. And you have 2 hours on your marks. Get set, baking. And everybody's having a laugh at the name clanger. Not my style. Really into making clangers conceptually. Steven says conceptually, a bit like airplane food. Gotta deliver. Everybody's like insane clangers. Strange, two fillings. Prue kind of talks about it. Got to get the fillings right. Can't be too wet or they'll leak. But don't overcompensate. Make it too dry. You don't, can't have a stodgy clanger. And Paul says it's about the pastry itself. Not too flimsy. You got to work the dough the right amount. Not too hard, not too soft. So then we see what the suet looks like. Mixing it in, suet. Maybe some people are using butter, though, as well. Got to hold its shape when filled, replacing the butter or the lard. Suet was the cost less than butter, as Steven said. So they check in with them. Mediterranean herbs and spices, dates. What color are you going to get? They say Prue Paul or a null color. Prue. Then Sandy tries to put some flour on Kate's thing. Liam's working fast. Hi, Liam. What about your pastry? Short, flaky, melt in your mouth. Got to be robust. Melt away. Granny Smith on the sweet side. Sun-dried tomatoes and pine nut. Pizza inspired. And they don't believe in dipping sauces. But we do, you know. We do. We believe in you, Liam. Diced veggie, apple, and jam. Got to make it, you know, marriage of sweet and savory. Cool concept. Bedfordshire, caramelized onion for Stacy. That's good. Whatever. I don't know how to say a lot of these things. Cambrai and onion, apple and blueberry, Bedfordshire clangers. Little river of custard. Oh, to float on the custard river. Where, you know, there's stuff that, you know, that's good luck, Stacy, they say. Sounds delicious. Wallace, there we see it. Further afield. Char siu marinade, hoisin, soy sauce, vinegar. Boy, sounds tasty. Pork loins going in there, and then dark chocolate and pecans. Have you practiced the char siu? Are you confident? Well, I don't know. I like taking every week as it comes. Don't want to be disappointed. Hope for the best, expect the worst. Kate's doing a Mexican bean burrito. Clanger on holiday. Burrito Bedfordshire, that's what it is. Brown rice, Sophie, banana. So everybody's using apple or banana for a lot of it. And a clanger's got to get your clanger in the oven. Baklava. Steven says baklava is pronounced different. Baklava. Bakalova. I don't know how, like, the correct way to pronounce it, the English way. Baklava, no. Baklava? I don't know. I can't get it. Sorry. Stacy's measuring hers. Everybody's doing a little, you know, they're working it. Sweet and savory melange. Oh, boy, I like that. A lot of people are doing 50-50 split, where Steven's doing that one-third, two-third. And I'd say, you know, if you're having it for lunch every day, probably should, I would go with 75-25 personally. Actually, I mean, I would say I could have dessert on Friday. I'll tell you what, give me a Bedfordshire clanger on Saturday for lunch, really, for real. That one I could go one-third, two-third. And you could just make it like, I'll take one of those Hostess pies and on one end. Don't leak, as we said. Everybody's worried about the leakage. What are you doing? I'm being a clanger and trying to get the right amount of browning. There's cracking. You get, like, there's a kind of thing of like, well, if you heat up the oven faster, it'll cook faster. Because Kate's like, is mine going to even be done? A significant leakage. One more minute. Frowns. Not going good. 1 minute left. Here they come out of the oven. My, I don't know if mine are pretty. Frowny faces. They get everything. Hot syrup. How baklava's made. And that's when Kate drops one of her clangers, goes clang and bang. And let's see, signature challenge, clangers at the end of the station, pick it up off the floor. Oh dear. Then we see a tent, we see different things, clangers face the judgment. So they say, okay, you're just going to go on a little longer in the oven. Bit of a, hopefully it's delicious, Bruce says. We can't tell which end is which. I didn't have time to put the decorations on. Pastry's tough. Need more seasoning. Texture of rice, and that's all you get. And the sweet, they both bite at the same time. I really like that for rice pudding. Not too claggy, isn't it? Under baking, Bruce says, that's what the problem is. Okay, Liam's presentation is off the charts good. Uniform, good job, thank you. Bit delicate. They cut in half. Fakes to feed Sandy out, you're mean. Good flavor, lovely pesto, bang. Bruce says the pastry's delicate, you can barely pick it up. Not quite robust for a clanger. And Mediterranean flavors are strong. And the sweet flavors are good. Right balance of fruit. Pastry's light, though. Next time, work it a bit more. Cool. Sophie, char siu, and banana praline. Love the pigs. You scored that, but it weakened it a little bit. Pastry's a bit too thick. It's spongy. I'm a bit disappointed. And they take a bite of it. Lovely flavor, a bit dry. Your pastry's thick, a bit of a shame. Mediterranean medley. We go to Steven. His have a nice color. Paul doesn't like the bags they're in. Throws them away. I mean, off screen. Robust. Not the right shape. Good texture. Moist without slop, beautiful flavor, spices, monstrous meal, gorgeous. Baklava, absolutely delicious, Prue says. Totally wrong shape, though, almost collapsed, but the texture's good. Thank you, Stephen. Then Stacy, but blueberry explosion. She's got like a bird decoration on one end, which is helpful. Nice and flaky, a bit soft, as I'd expect from a suet crust. Lovely, that's a pastry, flaky-like flavor, crisp on the outside, baked through, caramelized onions. Maybe it's a, I don't know what it is, a deer? Such good texture. Blueberries were raw, but, you know, they didn't sag the pastry up. Then she gets a Hollywood handshake, great clanger. And Liam gives her a big smile. I don't think I did. Like, everybody's happy talking. It didn't look like a clanger. Steven says, what does a clanger look like anyway? As far as I'm like, it's a pink mouse. Prue says good flavors, so Liam's happy. Little thing Paul finds for me to fall short on, but that's good. And Kate says, if you can't laugh, you'll cry. I dropped my clanger. A bit disappointing, Sophie says. So I got to figure out my position in the game. Then Thunder and Rain. Two challenges to go before we decide who's going home. Semifinal. Bright Bakers, a classic technique here for Paul and Prue. Any advice? Precision. Okay, he's finished. So they say, okay, leave the tent. Off you go, Pop. Recipe from Cumberland, rum Nikki, large sweet tart, forgotten beauty, rum soaked fruity filling, tricky lattice on top, rum butter, hour and a half, on your market, set, bake. Everybody gets off to work. Not super clear on the ingredients, very little detail. No one's heard of it before. Probably forgotten for a good reason, Stephen says. And I don't even know what this food is. Prue says, why rum Nikki, Paul? Well, I found it a couple of years, 3 years ago. Delicious. It's kind of looks like the inside of a pecan pie. Melts in the mouth, they say. Pastry's flaky. Lovely. Rum is king. Good taste of rum, not the alcohol. Lattice. Enclose the pie so the alcohol can evaporate off. 230 years ago, this is how you would have done it. 35 minutes is how long you should bake it for a beautiful pie. What machine can they make the rum butter with? Nothing. Spoon in a bowl. Prue laughs. Everybody's chopping the dry fruit, rum, ginger, soak it. Standard tart, just the filling. Soaked rum's not my bag, Stacy says. But I'll make it work. 50 milliliters, kind of how are we going to measure? Steven uses his hand. Liam uses a bowl. Smells like Christmas. And everybody's doing some mixing. Leave it to soak. Sweet short crust. Recipe's detailed. Make sure crust pastry, Sophie jokes. Very detailed. Got to be careful not to overwork it. And fruit tart with lattice, what's not to like, lemon juice. I think Steven added lemon juice. Liam's fired up. Everybody's looking at their plate tins. Should I cover the whole thing or not? Cut it. So Sandy moves Liam's tin for him, and they start to fill the tin. Lined tin, add the filling, add butter, cubes of butter on top. Rum Nicholas, Sandy says, if you want to be formal. 14-strip lattice. So everybody's trying to figure that part out. Sweating, how to do the lattice, because there's no instructions or pictures at all. 14. Making this lattice is way harder than I would have thought. So I won't be doing any lattice pies, pretty much any, after watching this, I say, no thanks, I don't need to do a lattice. Okay, then they start putting everything in the oven. Should I trim the thing? How should I do it? Make the rum butter, 10 minutes to complete the technical. It's a lot of sugar, brown sugar for the rum butter, it looks like. People are sweating because you really got to stir it to get it not grainy. Started this in 1972 and it's still going. And some people are getting theirs whipped up. Other people are like, oh, well, I'm never doing this again. 30 seconds. Everybody's pulling everything out of the oven. And Liam's is raw. Time is up. Rum Nikki's on the gingham table. And they say, okay, Paul and Prue are looking for, beautiful lattice, rum butter, well-baked bottom. They won't know who's is who. So the first one is Liam's. Didn't go to the end of the plate. It's not cooked. Raw base. And pastry's raw. Okay. Next up is Sophie. Not to the end. No gaps in the lattice. Rum, the alcohol couldn't cook off. Bic Rainey on the rum butter. Steven, good coverage to the end. Lattice is sparse, brown color. I could eat a lot of that, Bruce says. Stacy, lattice is good, but one too many. She argues with them about it. More cooked than it looked like. Flavors are lovely. Looks neat. Would be a pretty good pie. And this one shrunk back. Kate's, it's pretty nice. It's nice and thin pastry, less alcohol, good butter. Perfect rum butter, Bruce says. Now they rank worst to best. Fifth place, Liam. Obviously, you need to be in the oven longer. Fourth place, Sophie. Lattice is closed. Too many strips on this one. And she says 14. He goes, there's no, there's 15. Okay, I've had problems with maths. Stephen cracks up at that. Kate's second. Delicious, best rum butter. First place is Stephen. Everybody claps, gaps in the lattice, flavors and fruit, rum perfect, butter grainy. He says, oh, that's unexpected. I do feel incredible. Yeah, I threw it in the oven. Kate says, I hope it redeemed me from the morning, but I'll have to do something spectacular to stay. Stacy says, third in the technical. I'll have to go for it tomorrow. Puka or Pucka. Sophie's not happy. Worst day I've had so far. And I want to get to the quarterfinals. Liam says, I don't like coming in last. I'm going to have to do vintage Liam. Okay, one challenge left before they choose Star Baker. Now, almost everybody has sleeves or a coat on or something. Okay, so Steven had a dip. Now he's coming back strong. Table talk, time to get good. Stacy, handshake, clanger. Bruce says, love her to get Star Baker if she goes for it. Liam, Sophie, and Kate are in trouble. Kate did come in second in the rum Nikki, though. Liam didn't, came in last. Sophie's in a bit of trouble. Who could believe it? First one was okay, and then she came in fourth. If you got to get through, you got to pull up your socks and create something that's pure magic, which is interesting because that's what Liam does. Morning Baker's Showstopper, Victorian Times, Blinkin' Chimney, Victorian favorite, the Savoy cake. It was inedible. It was because it had a delicate, but Paul and Prue would want you to make a light, delicate sponge and a sugar coating. Savoy cake, it can be any flavor, but it has to be on a plinth created from sponge. Sponge engineering, Brunel baking, 3.5 hours, ready, set, bake. So they get to work. Complete unknown. This cake, it's been around since 1890. Not like any cake we've done yet. I don't, you know, but Sophie's happy. She's like, I like making cakes better than pastry. And Prue says, this would have been a showstopper to look at, but we want it to taste amazing too. And Paul says, yeah, this is tricky because it had to be in an elaborate mold, no raising agent, no fat. So the way you blend the whites and the yolks, really important. So we see some sequences of people doing it different ways. And Paul wants it exquisite. We see a bird. We see Savoy cake. Okay, rose to prominence, a Victorian dinner. Impressive height, stacked up on the base plinth cake. It could be decorated with doily-like things. Naked sponge was the star with the hard-baked sugar, which would preserve the cake for weeks to a month. And everybody's cracking eggs, making eggs, mixing eggs, folding eggs. Don't rush, everybody says. You don't want to take the air out of your eggs. Stacy's not holding back. She wants to do a lot in a short space of time. She goes, that wouldn't be me if I didn't. Bright lemon and orange Savoy, buttercream, St. Clement's buttercream, lemon cake. Why so complicated? Because it's week 8. Got to do a proper showstopper. You look organized. I think you'll pull it off. Let's see, Stacy. All right, zest of lemon. So yeah, a lot of people are doing Victorian citrus zest, yuzu, elderflower, Liam's lemon and elderflower, Stephen's chestnut puree, rum and orange. because everybody wants to take a plane, you know, make a cake delicious, not boring. Candied nuts, chestnut puree, dark rum, cinnamon apples on Stephen's cake. Want to be too heavy? No, chestnut puree will add some structure and a little bit of flavor. Hope we ticked off all the boxes. Classic, simple, beautiful. Pecan, caramel, love all the flavors. Update to the Savoy cake, Kate says. Tell us about it. Well, Liver Building in Liverpool. Paul says, you want toasted pecans, almond extract, chocolate piping. I'm going to go for assembly of different sizes, 60 eggs. Wow. And if you practice this, yeah, big, go big or go home. Okay, exactly. 51. Whilst Lisa Williams can do it for magic. Witchcraft and wizardry. Magic wand to propel myself to next week. Keep the judges spellbound. Three-tier sugar spun magic in the air, as Bruno Mars would say. Or would say probably in the future, because might have, I don't know. And then hopefully it comes out today. Steven Sue and his with vegetable fat to grease up the molds. Butter, some people are doing. So it comes out. You got to make sure the whole thing's lined. Grease it up and swash it around. And then flour. And then you got to get it in all the nooks and crannies. Fingers crossed on this one. Stacy covers hers in parchment with twine, or Sophie does, because she read that's how they did it. Hers is green apple, croquembouche or something. Doing petals, chocolate pool. Have you practiced it? Yeah. But they say that it was your high voice on practicing it, because I really want it to be beautiful. So people start putting stuff in the ovens. Shoe buns is what Sophie's got to do. Can't open the oven. You don't want to open the oven until it's done for an hour, Steven says. Cake's in. Stacy's working on her macaroons, shoe pastry. This will be it. All except for Kate, who's got four more eggs or cakes to make. She's going for it, too. Steven's cooking some hot nuts. Stacy's making pink macaroons, bourbon spice caramel for Liam. Shoe buns, nice green going out with those shoe buns. Well, I better do good because I had a terrible day yesterday. Do you live in a tent? Yeah, identical to this. More lambs, stuff comes out of the oven. People are testing to make sure it's done and then turning them over. And that's when the biggest stress comes. I hope it's turned out right. Holy moly. And for the most part, a lot of them come out proper, so people are happy. There's no major, major problems. People start working on their plinths. Got to get it in there, go on with it. Beautiful deck, got to get on the decorating. Sophie gets her shoe pastry done. I got my shoe buns in. Steven starts to work on his roses. Kate's working on hers. Liam's working on his wands. Freeze them and poke them out. Stacy's making jelly. Madeline's meringues. Kate's and Sophie are still taking out their cakes. Steven did 150 roses for his mom's 60th birthday, so he could pull it off. That's when Stacy's oven door breaks. It's like a fold-out oven door, and so she tries to get it back on. They don't really show the behind-the-scenes of who, like, what happens, or the, you know, that, oh, we'll just use this other oven, or that she had to, would have to heat the other oven up. OMG. Queen Victoria, Prince Albert, Nola's a Prince Albert thing. She says it's more Angela Merkel. Plinths are coming out. Kate's plinth gives her trouble. And I think one of Liam's, not his plinths, but his like higher layers has a trouble. And everybody's trying to regroup. Stacy finds another oven. Chocolate clock, chocolate petals. Steven's working on his roses, pink macaroons, and Madeline's. Wow, Stacy really is driven in this one. Paul watches Steven getting the meringues in, got to get them in the oven. Time's flying. Fill these shoe buns, chocolate flowers, quite a bit to do. Keep composed. And the liver bird fell apart for Kate. Liam's trying to get his lopsided. Kate reduces her liver bird and chocolate. Everybody's doing the decorating. Got to get these touches on. Taking breaths. Dissolving sugar. Spunning sugar. Shaping things. I don't even know what Sophie did with her top thing. If it's chocolate, she does this amazing design. Birds are chirping, and now it's time to judge. Savoy cakes will need to taste as good as they look. So Stacy, bright image. They look at it. 20 elements. Wow. Impressed. They came out even. Nice shiny sugar crust. You struggle with the meringue, but this is very you, Stacy. Top is an orange one. Nice texture. Great flavor. Nice flavor. Texture's amazing. Lemon one. Good texture. Well flavored. Not as potent. Madeleines, macaroons, some jelly in the madeleines, raspberry. Raspberry's nice. Macaroons are a bit soggy. I don't particularly like them. Try hard jelly. Very nice. Your cakes are good. It was massive work, a bit overambitious, but an achievement. Fort Wizidor Savoy cake from Liam. Haphazard, topsy-turvy. Humidity kind of knocked over your tower. Elderflower and lemon, they take a bite, quite dense, overmixed, not catching any flavors, okay. And the caramel's disappointing, what? Quarterfinal, you need consistency. If you pulled it off, it was a good idea. Then we have the green apple from Sophie, perfect shape of a Savoy cake. Nice high, spectacular look at. Chocolate top is magnificent, spray painted even with silver stuff. And really like the design. Celebrated the Savoy cake. Take a slice. Paul bites, approved, says, okay, this is chewy. That's pleasant though. I like the flavor. Turn it a couple more times. You lost some air. Not far off though. Creme diplomat. Love that green apple. Very good. Love the whole cake, actually. Thank you. Steven, chestnut rum Savoy. Very elegant, very simple, very small. We've been doing the last few hours working on the roses. They are beautiful, elegant. Sugar coating looks good. Walnuts fit in the mold. Clever. Middle, cinnamon apples. Lovely. And they bite the cake. Not what I expected, but it is delicious. The texture's lovely. Very brave of you to put chestnuts in there. Could have been heavy, but it actually hasn't affected the texture. Still quite light. Nevertheless, pretty design. And then Kate gets help from Sandy. Liver building. I can see it, but it's simplistic, Paul says. Bottom plinth's got some issues. Didn't turn out. It's a bit broken up, rough and ready, but I like the height. Bold piece. Coating's good. Good yellow. 60 eggs. They take a bite. Bit dry, though. Bit overcooked. Then the pecan one. Much better cake. Delicious moisture. Anyway, I'm biased, Paul says, because I love the liver building. All the others are too dry. Everybody's exchanging looks. Liam's biting his fingernails. We see the outside table talk. Tremendous week for Stacy, scrapping. And she did good, but she attempted too much. Savoy cake tasted amazing. Steven was my favorite. And cake's well made, but chestnut didn't get the flavors. Okay, who's in trouble? Sophie saved herself? Absolutely. If you make a cake like that, you can't go home. Liam and Kate. Pretty basic mold on Kate, rudimentary, tried out sponges, but one was particularly good. Liam didn't come through, put sugar work, but it was too early. And Liam's claim, you know, the balance is out the other two, so we'll have to go through the checklist and decide. something with Paul and the liver bird, and he eats the head of the liver bird, and we cut. Bakers are waiting. We get close-ups. Everybody comes out. Okay, bakers. I get to announce Star Baker Noel, person who's Star Baker, trademark twist in the clangor, Savoy cake, fabulous texture, flavor, Star Baker Stacy. Everybody cheers for her. She's happy. And of course, this is the hard part, really hard for me and Sandy and Liam and everybody else. I'm afraid the person going home, and they don't know, but Kate and Liam, but Liam says it's cool, but you know, everybody tears up. I mean, he's got perspective. He says, I'll have perspective tomorrow, tomorrow morning. In all fairness, I'll look back and think, yeah, I did really, really good. Onwards and upwards now, just the beginning for me. At some point, I'll have Paul Hollywood's job. Don't stop baking. So, you know, hard to lose Liam. He's done really well. He should be proud of himself. He just had a bad showstopper. That's what it came down to. And they say Stacy, Prue's really proud of Stacy. She really wanted to be Star Baker. Bingo, she did it this week. Well done, Stace. Still a lot of hugs. Now's the time to be Star Baker, Paul says. Her soy cake was amazing. Didn't think in week nine. Week nine, Stacy says. Tone it down for next week? No, not at all. And that's it. And then, and then the episode comes to a conclusion. So, yeah, that's where we'll end this. With that, thanks and good night, everybody. And I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. Marissa, Draco, and Skelly, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Laura, Aaron, and Sally, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Brandon, Angela, and Justin, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Mary Lou, Matthew, and Michelle, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Stefan, Carolyn, and Megan, thank you. Thanks, and good night. John, Maddie, and Kim, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Sarah, Karen, and Andrew, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Brock, Jennifer, and Derek, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Tina, Wendy, and Anna, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kelly, Chris, and Miss S, thank you. Thanks, and good night. And Margaret, Anna, and Hannah, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show via Patreon or other means or supporting our sponsors. That's really how we're here, free twice a week. We grow as a podcast by people joining our referral program and spreading the word at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. Or by you just sharing your natural joy of podcasts and showing people how to use their podcast app or soft selling them on podcasts overall. And then those people who Sleep and Meal work for, they'll find their way here. So thank you so much. And I'm going to tuck in with one of our sponsors that's helped us expand the episodes in the feed. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. This is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast, your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. and then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcasts and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea With Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a posty special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out in the, at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all night episode came out. That's all night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all night. TNG and a new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out May 2nd, April 18th, April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets. The all night intro on April 3rd, April, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story-only feed and in the ad-free feed, both of those. We had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch, Bring It On, part two, came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix episode 3 came out. Fairy Cake Woods. Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cocoa Clocks, episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails of people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, yeah, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that is somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep this all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show or being like, okay, like let me become an annual supporter because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix. So as we roll on from here. So and then Multiplex episode 6, Bring It On part 1, and then Bring It On intro. And then the Bring It On intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, Consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had two people across the three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.